Bonham, Texas, you can find the boyhood home of Sam Rayburn. The small town is also host to the Politician's Library and Museum. It's an interesting look at a man who served his district for portions of 6 decades and the terms of 8 presidents. His life story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by 3rd grade are 4 times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Sam Rayburn was born in Tennessee, the 8th of 11 children. The family moved to a cotton farm near Bonham, Texas when he was a child. He graduated from college in 1903 and taught school. But Emma Trent says his eyes were always on public service.
In 1906, he was elected to the Texas House of Representatives, and he served there. He was 24 years old when he was elected, and he served there. In 1912, he became the Speaker of the Texas House, and he was the youngest Speaker of the Texas House when he was elected.
He didn't see much time as the Texas State Speaker of the House, though, for a very good reason.
That same fall, he was elected to the U.S. House, and so in 1913, he started his congressional service, and he served until the day he died.
His first term in the U.S. House was on the eve of World War I during the Wilson administration. Emma says others noticed his character and way of doing business.
Honesty, integrity, if you always tell the truth, you never have to remember what you said. And I think those are the qualities that made him stand apart. And he believed in reason and persuasion. You know, I don't have to intimidate you into thinking my way. If what I have to say is the best thing, then through reason and discussion, I can bring you around to my way of thinking.
His work in Congress still impacts our country today.
He authored the bill that created the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Federal Communications Commission. And I think what he was most proud of was the Rural Electrification Act, because it set up these rural electric co-ops.
All of this occurred before he ever became Speaker of the House, a title he held longer than any other person. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Bonham, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.